All right, down in Delacroix at Robbins, and I'm sorry, Hopedale. We got to get this right because there was some confusion. Robbins Rock Dock in Hopedale at 9 o'clock this morning. There's going to be one of those seafood markets. Buy seafood fresh off the boat. Not far from there in Delacroix is Mike Smith of Louisiana Marsh Guide Service. Had a beautiful hunt with him. 18 birds by 8:20 on a beautiful, cool, breezy morning on Thursday. That was great. Mike, are you duplicating that this morning?
Hold on one sec.
That is a high-pitched teal call.
Hey, there's a lot flying, but a lot not cooperating. We got three already.
Yeah.
The morning's early, but there's a lot of birds flying today.
I'm sure you'll get your limit. How many hunters you have with you?
I have my brother and my two nephews.
All right.
Yeah, we decided to make a family hunt today.
That'll be great. That'll be great. Conditions still like it was on Thursday? You got this little cool snap, maybe some nice wind blowing in?
Not a breath of wind today.
Come on. Well,
yeah.
That's a change.
Yeah, big time. And that alligator went to every decoy and tried to eat it.
He found a home there in your duck pond, man. He figures
he'll
get one of those teals sooner or later.
Yeah, if I don't beat him to it, you know?
Yeah, right. Well, you know.
But a little flock came in, and they dropped three, so we're waiting for some more. There's a lot of birds, so we're going to get some more opportunities.
So your teal season, and really it hasn't been all that great the whole month, but, man, you've had great success on that one particular pond, and I was scratching my head, didn't see any feed, didn't see anything special. What is it that brought those birds there, you think?
Just their flyway. This is my best teal season since 2020 down here.
Yeah.
Because the last few years have been rotten for teal season. But yet they show up in November.
Yeah. You know?
But for this reason, can't figure it out, there's a lot of birds in this area.
Still seeing a lot of model ducks like we saw?
Yeah. We almost had three land the decoys a little while ago.
Yeah. I tell you, I think there's going to be some mistakes made because, they put
I'm
that weird
you.
Regulation where you can't shoot them for the first 15 days of the season, and then you can shoot them after that, and the limit's one. People are going to they really need to really read those regulations with a magnifying glass and make sure they get all of it down.
Yeah, the first 15 days while the birds are still dumb, you can't shoot them. You know?
Yeah, they'll wise up. But it looks like the regulations, something's working. You know, we've seen, I think, more model ducks than we've seen in a while.
Yeah. Now, in August when we rode back here, I didn't see a one.
Hmm.
And if you ride back here looking for teal, you won't see any getting up. But you go hunt the next morning, they come out the woodwork.
You know, the other strange thing, we didn't see hardly any birds, high flyers. Everything was right along the top of the marsh grass.
Right. I saw one little flock that was high this morning, about five or six. But everything was real low, looking for a place to land. So hopefully they make up their mind to come land here.
Well, we got a November season coming up, regular duck season. If somebody wants to book with you, I'm sure you got some openings. How do they get a hold of you?
504-228-4506, LADuckHunts.com.
LADuckHunts.com. Easy enough.
Yep.
All right. Well, I hope y'all get your limit out there today, and thanks for that great hunt on Thursday, man. That was one that'll go down in history. It was perfect.
That was fantastic. We had BBs in our shell this time.
Yeah, was working well. Thanks again, Mike.
All right. Good talking to you.
Yes, sir. Good luck. Mike Smith, a professional guide down there in the Delacroix area.